Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of Between the Lines. It's brought to you by Gatorade. This edition previewing the NFC North. Of course, we have Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings, here to join us.
Hi.
Last dead week until we get into the routine.
This I could use fun. A Gatorade too, by the way. It's so hot outside. Fankato's coming up next week. And when you talk about the NFC North, it's a very hotly contested topic. So I could use a Gatorade right now.
All right. Now, this normally, you know, a year ago, we would stand here and talk some trash about the NFC North.
Yeah, Lions dead, Bears dead, right. Packers dead.
We won the division. We were victorious in the division championship game at Lambeau Field, and we did Lambeau leaps.
That was sweet.
But last year we were 2-4 in the NFC North.
Yeah, that's not special.
We need to turn that around. That included zero wins against the Detroit Lions, and then a split against the Bears and the Packers. So let's start with the kings of the division. Unfortunately, we have to call them that. That's the Green Bay Packers.
Correct.
Begins and ends with them and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm very curious to see what the offensive line situation will be like for Green Bay. You know, J.C. Tretter may not be a full-time center, but he's pretty good at what he does. And they lost J.C. Tretter via free agency. Now, I know it's Corey Lindsey's job, and he was hurt last year. But nevertheless, that's a depth hit. And then T.J. Lang goes to the Lions. So they generally are squared away on their offensive line, but they're going to have to get around that a little bit. I like the addition of Martellus Bennett. The moments from Ty Montgomery as full-time running back last year I thought were good, but I want to see it over a full season, and I want to see how they operate with that. Jordy Nelson, second year off that devastating injury, he'll be good. And defensively speaking, I think there's a little to be desired there for Green Bay. So it's the team to beat in the division, but a team we can beat in the division.
Devontae Adams started to show some flashes of very quality play as well. So that offense, definitely a handful. They lose Jared Cook, but as Paul said, they add Martellus Bennett. So still the team to beat in the NFC North. Unfortunately, they are the defending champions.
What do you think about that offensive line situation? I mean, you got Bakhtiari at left tackle. I like him a lot. You got that Spriggs kid from Indiana in his second year. They'll probably use him more. But, I mean, seriously, as we saw in 2016 with the Vikings from an offensive line standpoint, it changes everything if you have problems on the offensive line.
It does. Now, Rodgers is mobile, and that helps him.
Great point.
And he's almost better when he's throwing on the run.
Yeah, great point.
You give Mike McCarthy, I have a lot of respect for the way he can design and execute an offense.
You
give him a full offseason to figure out what to do with Ty Montgomery, because last year that was kind of figuring out on the fly with him.
Yeah.
Now they're designing stuff for him.
Yeah.
Their offensive line potential questions, that if I was rooting for the Packers, it wouldn't worry me.
Okay.
You said what worries me about them, and it's their defense.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing for them is they have Aaron Rodgers scoring 28 points a game, and he can make up for a lot of defensive flaws.
You know what's interesting about them is in their rookie years, Demarius Randall and Quentin Rollins, I thought they showed a ton of promise. And it's not like they're bad or anything, Wobby, because they're not, but I think they regressed a little bit last year. Randall can really play the game, and he's physical, and he's a good cover guy. So I bet you he bounces back this year.